Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Live and Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy and a very special guest today.
Miss Carolina Santos. Welcome.
Yay. Hello. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. How special am I? I'm the first guest.
Yeah. The first ever and probably our favorite ever.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't really have anyone else.
Aww. I hope I can be invited every time.
Oh my God.
There's certainly plenty of material. So that's a likely possibility.
My life is not as loose as your guys are, but it's pretty close. I think I'm not that far behind.
You keep me pretty entertained. I'm not going to lie.
It's like the amount of shit we talk on our living room floor with you, Carolina. Like, it was only a matter of time till we got it on the record.
True.
Okay, roster updates this week, girls. Lucy, you go first, babe.
Oh my God, I got some dick last night.
Guys, she literally came into my bedroom after this man left and was giddy as fuck.
I was like the cat that got the cream.
It was extraordinary. I've never seen her like this.
Well, I got the photo in the group chat and you... It did look rough. And I was like, oh my God, this girl had fun.
My hair was like up on end.
And you had mascara all under your eyes as well. I'm like,
Wait, guys, that's because this was my first blowjob since I got strep throat from the last one. Yeah.
I had, my God.
Blowjob trauma. I didn't want to give any more after that.
I didn't know that you had sewn your throat shut after that.
I mean, yeah, I thought it's just not worth the risk, but then
it's worth the risk.
It was worth the risk with that one. Yeah, yeah.
God damn, okay. A
nice looking peen. Lives rent-free in my brain forevermore.
Oh my God. Tell you.
No, it was good sex. It was good. It actually made me think.
How good? Write it.
Aww.
Well, it was so good it got her thinking.
Yeah, I think, look, because it was the first time as well, and I didn't really know him before this.
He literally just like, you've never met him.
That? Yeah, I would say like a 7 to 7.5.
That's pretty high.
That's very high for the first.
Yeah, it was a good first. I'm giving him like extra allowances for it being the first, but it was like, no, it was really good. Okay. Like, I was here for it. It did make me think, like, I think I'm done with the little fruity creatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I now just need like an athlete forevermore.
Fair. We do love a rugby player in this group.
Oh, God damn.
I don't think I've ever okay. Never mind.
You have?
Yes.
I don't know about this one.
Oh, yes, you have. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. I need to know more about this.
Carolina and I and the NRL boys get along.
It's something. There's articles around, but I don't want to talk much because, you know.
Yeah. We've all moved on.
Shh.
We've all moved on.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I appreciate the buns of steel.
How tall was he?
Okay. So look, like Google says 6'4". Okay. I'm going to say 6'2".
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Bad, but.
I mean, he was like big though. Like he was a nice arm there.
Yeah, he was a thick farm boy. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna name him? Because we already have an athlete, right?
Yeah, I think it's a Kiwi.
I've heard all the episodes and I know
the nickname.
Big fan.
So we already have the athlete. So what's?
Yeah, I think the Kiwi because I've never gone Kiwi before.
Okay.
And I definitely will again.
Okay.
I'm open to the Kiwi. I also think the accent's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, say more words. It's adorable.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Amazing.
But, look, haven't heard from him, so.
Yeah, he left the flat and hasn't messaged. So, we're both a bit heartbroken.
24 hours ago. Not even, was it?
Probably, like, 12 hours ago.
Well, yeah. To be fair, she was like, he'd been gone for 5 minutes, and she's like, why the fuck hasn't he messaged?
Just a simple thank you for the golden pussy would suffice. You know what I mean? Like, so rude. Disrespectful. So rude. But yeah, so I don't know if he's on the roster. He's like fleeting in and out of town, so I don't know if I'll see him again.
Well, New Zealand is not that far. It's only a 3 hours flight.
I mean, yeah, fair. Fair.
You never know.
You never know. You never know. But
you never know.
It's an option. Yeah, I don't think I have anyone else on the roster. Oh my God, the guy, we didn't even nickname him, but the guy that I shagged the other weekend that we met at the party.
Yeah.
He unfollowed me on Instagram and removed me as a follower.
It's like, what did you do?
I'm like, what did I do?
Well, we know what you did.
What did I do?
Well, there's a reels there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about shit sex and he would have seen that and thought that you were talking about him.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to rewatch that, if you haven't seen it, yeah, go see it. If you haven't seen it, go see it. And if you have, go rewatch it, because I had to go rewatch it when Lucy told me. And the reels, it's like snippets of like an episode.
Yeah.
And you were talking about having shit sex, but it was like, and then also talking about him, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was two separate conversations, but they were all put together. And it sounds like you're talking about him, that he was the one that
was bad.
Yeah. And the poor boy might have seen
Fuck him. You know what that means? It means that he's too lazy / unsupportive to listen to our podcast. So he assumed we were talking about him and didn't do his homework, so that's what he gets.
But wait, in his defense, maybe he was going to listen to the episodes, the pod, but then, you know, he was waiting to listen to it next day when he was at the gym on a walk or something, but then he saw the reels first and he was like, fuck this.
He made an assumption, so shame on him. It's what he gets for being unsupportive as fuck. So
I definitely I see both sides, but I also I don't really care. I just think it's quite funny. It's quite extreme to like remove someone as a follower as well as like unfollow them.
Especially when he's like,
he deserves to know he was not that
shitty. I was gonna say it's very extreme for him to remove you as a follower when he's clearly thirsty as fuck for followers.
Oh, bird.
Okay, I didn't know about that part. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Well, no, just because he's like an influencer, but then Liv was like, well, where's his followers then?
I didn't know he was an influencer.
Well, that's why he was at that party.
Okay. I didn't know that, because not everyone there was an influencer, because the influencer party was, I'm going to say, like, your party. I've been influenced by you.
Feel seen.
Only half of the people were influencers, because it was open to the public from 11 p.m. or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, not everyone.
He did say he was, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he is on TikTok, but, like...
Oh, he's a TikTok boy.
Yeah.
But it's not,
well,
like...
he was a child, so, yeah.
Not a child, not he was an
actual
adult.
Child. He was of legal age.
But, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, moving on. Yeah. Carolina.
Roster.
Roster update.
Oh,
I think everyone needs to know about your date last night.
Oh my God. I was fucking dying at the updates. Like,
I'm still dying over this. I mean, like, you know, at least it's something to laugh about, I guess. So anyway, where do I start? I went on a date long story short, I went on a few dates with this boy last year, July last year, and he was going to go overseas for a couple of months for like to travel around South America or whatever. So
find himself.
He left, but then that trip that was meant to go on for 2 months, it lasted 6.5 months. He did keep in touch the whole time he was away, like every 2-3 weeks. He was, you know, send me a message, like have some sort of small talk, whatever. So he's been back for a month. But like 6 months later, I'm not really that interested anymore. But anyway, so I was like, oh, maybe I should just, you know, go see him, see like what's going on. And, you know, maybe there's still something there. Anyway, so he invited me over. He applied for a new place. And he was like, oh, I got a new place, been approved. You should come and check it out, the place, whatever. And I don't know why. I kind of said in a passing comment, yeah, I'll come check it out the place. But wasn't fully confirmed. It wasn't, at least to me. So anyway, so I'm out with you girls. Yeah. On Sunday, we were out for lunch and a couple of drinks. And then it was around 4 p.m. I get a message saying like, oh, I'm cooking dinner for us. So I'm like, oh, okay.
I guess. Like, I don't remember agreeing to this, but yeah, okay.
Exactly. So I was like, I guess I'm having a date with this guy now. So anyway, so I go over, actually before I make my way there, I was like, okay, just making sure you remember I'm a pescatarian, which we've had plenty of conversations about it. Yeah, I've told him, but he could have forgotten, right? So like, yeah. just to remind you, I'm a pescatarian. And he was like, oh shit, I got chicken, but you know, like we can go get some fish or something when we get here. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, he actually said that?
He did.
I didn't know that. That
was
okay.
Like an hour. He did. Because like it was an hour before, after, like, because I dropped you guys off. And then yeah. I asked him, hey, just making sure you remember that I'm a pescatarian. I was like, oh shit, I got chicken. But we can like go get fish when we go for a walk. When we get here, we go for a walk, get some fish and stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. So I get there. We do go for a walk. But the walk is on the beach. Like there's no, like in the harbour kind of, I don't want to say exactly the location. But yeah, so it's like there's no shops around. I didn't know why. Maybe it was like we buy the water. Maybe it was plenty due. I don't know, fish.
Just like hand catch a fish for you.
Maybe, I don't know, who knows. Anyway, we go back to his apartment, nice apartment, whatever. So he starts cooking. I'm like, oh, he might have like got the fish before I got here, whatever. So I go over to the kitchen. I was like, do you want any help? And then I just see this tray of like chicken, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of chicken, hey. And he was like, oh, I may as well meal prep. I'm like, okay, cool. So
just like waiting for your fish.
Yeah, it was the fish. So anyway, like an hour later, he comes over with his plate of like chicken, veggies and potatoes, and for me it was just potatoes. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So at that point I was thinking maybe he like we're not having dinner anymore, right? Like he's just meal prepping, because he mentioned that he was meal prepping. I was like, maybe he like gave up on dinner and it's just like doing his meal prep. But then he comes over with a plate of like his dinner, you know, potatoes and chicken, and mine were just potatoes. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, just get me a glass of water as well. He doesn't drink. However, if you're having a girl coming over, wouldn't you have like a bottle of wine?
Just to offer.
And just to like highlight, you've been on dates with him before. He knows that you have a glass of wine with dinner.
Exactly.
He knows. Yeah. You've had meals with him before. He should know that you're pescatarian.
Like, I know. Yeah. Exactly. I know. Oh my God. It was so funny.
Guys, and we so were dying. We were dying.
Like, I'd just been absolutely railed. And Carolina was like, meanwhile, I was just eating my potatoes and drinking water.
I know. It was, yeah.
And then he tried to kiss you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, had the balls, and you know I'm a nice girl, so I just kissed him out of pity. Pity.
You gave him a pity kiss.
I did.
Oh God.
Oh no.
I gave him a pity kiss, but yeah, he's gonna get one of my rejection messages.
Carolina sends the most beautiful rejection messages.
They're actually so polite and like
the right thing to do.
Yeah, so much better than a ghost. You don't ghost, you send the rejection message.
Exactly. So this is the thing. So I don't ghost boys. Like months ago, I heard on a podcast, a dating podcast, that's like a nice, kind thing to do instead of ghosting someone. If you're not interested, just send them like polite messages saying, and kind of try to say, almost say the reason why you're not into them, so because mm-hmm. they could learn something from it. So obviously, you know, you're not going to put someone down, but you can like a kind of give them some sort of advice of like what not to do.
Feedback,
like dating a little feedback. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, I've been doing that ever since, and I kind of like it in a kind of naughty way, because I screenshot my rejection messages that I send, and I save them on a rejection message folder that I have on my phone.
You got one for every occasion.
It's like a trophy cabinet.
I'm collecting them.
It's so good. But wait, you put it into ChatGPT, right? And get like the best way of saying it.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, ChatGPT is just like, it's kind of like a marker, like it fixes what you already want to say. So if English isn't your first language, it just sort of corrects your grammar, gives you different ideas of how to phrase a sentence, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. But also like you can tell them not just to correct your grammar, but you can like easily just say, I literally give instructions to ChatGPT on how to word it. Like, I wanted this to sound flirty and cute. I wanted this to sound like kind, but like, you know.
I love that. I didn't know that. So you give it like constructive notes on how you want it to come across.
Exactly.
That's so good. This is why they end up so good.
I love it. It's so, you know what? It's like, I know you think it's naughty that like you like have the rejection messages and stuff, but I just think it's old fashioned and lovely to do is just let somebody know like, hey, I'd like you as a friend, and that's about it.
Yeah. I like that too. This is the thing. It's like, it's something that you're doing that's the right thing to do, but also it makes you feel a bit powerful. Like, I'm rejecting you, but you know, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
In a nice way.
Exactly.
Wait, it's funniest though when they don't accept the rejection message, like that guy who was just like, can I say like his code name?
Yeah.
Okay, the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, wait, is that too close of a code name?
No.
Okay, fine. When you sent the rejection message, but then he kept coming back and you were like, I literally told him I wanted to be friends.
Yeah, I know. He could not take the rejection. But like, he's a really good looking boy and he has a lot going on for him. I think he ticks a lot of boxes. So I don't think he's used to being rejected.
Yeah.
So I don't think he could get over it. And it was like, what? I think he wanted me back just so he could ghost me and reject me afterwards. I'm like,
oh, I was thinking hello? This because he kept like trying to ask her out again. And I was just like, so what? You go out with him again and then what? He ghosts you and then he feels like he's got his power back. Exactly. Like, no.
Exactly what it was.
Not how this goes
down.
But
you know what? Most boys, they are very appreciative of it. Like, they are very like cool with it. Like, and I like that. But there's another one, a funny one. I'm going to name him. The high heel guys.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
The one that lied about his height, by the way.
I'm shocked.
And was wearing high heels. Anyway, so that one, he was like, no, I was just asking him out again as a friend. That was his reply to my rejection message. Because like, oh, I would love to see you again. I was like, oh, hey, I'm not feeling it. I feel like it's more of a friendship vibe, like, you know. And then he goes like, no, but I was only asking you out again as a friend. I'm like, why?
Sure, dude, sure. Yeah.
If there's one thing you do to Carolina, do not lie about your fucking height.
Oh my God, full stop. Can we just stop lying about the height? Oh, it's outrageous.
But like, so like having a little fib about your height to me is like not a deal breaker. If you are actually under 6 foot, huge deal breaker for Carolina.
It's a it is a huge deal breaker for me. Well, you're drag. I'm allowed to have a taste.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone's got a type.
Exactly.
But you are tiny.
Carolina's like one of those short girls. He's trying to take all the tall girls from all the tall boys from the tall girls. It's like, oh, damn you. But also, like, you're allowed to have a taste.
Giant. Like, leave the tall ones for me.
Oh, no, I hear that a lot. It's just because I'm not tall, I'm not undeserving of a tall man.
Oh, no, you're so right. And to be fair, I think like around this table, we all have such different taste. We've never fancied the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
never would.
True.
Never would.
No, true. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, it just doesn't happen.
No, but true.
Anyway, roster updates for you, Liv.
Oh my God, you guys. So I've been sitting around in like literally a head fuck all week because I'm like, I don't like anybody. I have no sex drive. Like, there is just nothing going on with me. Right? Just like, I don't know.
You just haven't been feeling it.
Haven't been feeling it. Just so turned off everybody. The idea of going out for dinner with a man and just like doing the whole first date thing actually makes me want to gouge my own eyeballs out because I'm just so over it. So that was looking pretty bad for the podcast until late last night when I have mentioned him before. So one of my exes that we called the floppy head idiot.
Floppy head idiot.
Floppy head. He did choose it for himself.
Did he actually?
It's a deserving nickname too. I like that.
Yeah. Floppy head idiot. Fishing. So, yeah. I know. So we talk most days. But he's sort of been a bit like out of the picture for like the last like week or so. And yeah, he just messaged me last night like, are you alive? How was Taylor Swift? Like all this sorts of stuff. And I was like, okay, like, yeah. And like we sort of got straight back into it. And he's like, I just don't, like, I've got a lot going on right now. I just don't want you to think that like I've gone silent on you for anything that you've done, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, oh, that's okay. Like I know that you just work and get stressed.
Communication.
Anyway, so it escalated into a coffee date this morning.
Aww.
And just like,
I love those.
I love like, them. Yeah. I love them. So it was just
very
like
wholesome.
Making it is out. Wholesome, yeah. Oh, it's so wholesome. And it was just really nice. So we just like made out for like 2 hours and just like talked about everything. And I don't know. There's just like some real like deep feelings there. So I was like, oh, came back from it just like, oh, my head's in pieces. But like, my heart's back from the dead, so.
Yeah, you were, like, beaming when you walked through the door. I was like, what has happened? I for sure thought you'd, like, shagged.
I know. I'm still beaming, though. I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, it's just, oh, he's so cute. I just want to, like, squeeze his face and be all gross
it's
like that.
It's his accent, I think.
It's not his accent. He's English. Yeah. He's London, which is,
aren't
like.
Aren't they always? You guys never date Australians.
No, for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But like I usually go for a northerner or like a Scotsman or an Irishman or something. I'm not the biggest fan of London boys because they just sound a bit too like prim and proper for me.
Bit posh.
Bit too posh. But yeah, nah, he just like gets under my skin. And I'm like, God damn it.
Why don't I only go for British? What about my American boy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Just not Australian.
Your American boy who doesn't like Latinas.
She's like, I don't think he knows I'm Latina.
I know. I don't know how. Like, possibly look, not know.
US
sure.
schooling system for you. Yeah. He's like, sends you like racist memes about like Latins and like all sorts of races. And you're there,
I
like,
know.
I know.
He's still hot though. And he's 6'4. Excuse me.
Oh, God. That's what it is.
What's a bit of
6'4? Yeah.
What's a bit of racism if he's got the height?
I'd be exactly. like, shh, just stop talking.
Yeah. No, I want him to talk. American accent. And it's like, he's a country boy. So it's like a country American accent.
Like
as well.
Southern. Yeah. So he's got the southern drawl as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's almost like, yeah. Oh, say God. Whatever.
See, I don't really like American accents, but I could fuck with like a New York accent, you know, like New Yorker.
Nah.
I think that's kind of hot. No?
Do you? Nah.
Yeah.
I'm usually not a big fan of American accent either, but mm-hmm. I'm usually not a big fan of American accent either, but that one, it was like, oh.
Gets you.
Just hit.
Yeah. I'm still hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. A month later, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I think – so Lucy had a really good shag last night. Carolina ate water and potatoes for dinner last night. I had a cute little coffee date this morning that I'm still beaming from. And that's all the roster updates this week. Moving on.
To summarize.
Too long, didn't read. That's a summary. but, yeah, so last week, Lucy, you and I chatted about cheating. So being cheated on, cheating on people, etc., etc. And we've brought Carolina on here this week because the point on maths when you and I were on maths together, Carolina, when I realized that I absolutely loved this bitch because she's a baddie was on couples retreat. Okay. And I think it was you, Samantha, and I sitting on the balcony and you were telling us about how you caught an ex cheating on you. And I was floored. It is the most hectic story I've ever heard in my entire adult life about catching someone cheating. And that is why we've brought you on the podcast today. Because
iconic.
It fit the theme and it's just so iconic.
100%. Who else, you know, the girl that's part of a cheating scandal, who else could have the best cheating story to tell?
I think I forgot the cheating scandal of your season.
I'm literally the queen of cheating scandals. Like, it happened to me. I did the same freaking television. So,
oh, God.
But, yeah.
Well, to so backing that up, like, you didn't cheat on Dion. Like, very strongly with that.
Look, to be honest, I'm actually so glad to be able to tell this story now, because Muffs did air the fact that I was cheated on. Mm-hmm. But obviously the whole story has never been told. And I got so many trolls messaging me. It's like, how could you cheat if you've been cheated on? I'm like, come on, are you really comparing? Like, that was a boyfriend who I thought I would, you know, marry. Mm-hmm. We lived together. We were together for 3 years. We loved each other. And you're comparing to a fake marriage. Oops. Yep. You're comparing it to a fake marriage on a TV show. And you're the guy for 4 days. You were not in love. He had no romantic feelings for me. I can see how some couples felt a bit more of a commitment, like yourself, mm-hmm. because you did get along, like, yeah. There was chemistry there, yeah. like when you were a matched person. But for me and my matched person, Dion, yeah. like, there was none of that there. So we never kissed, we never held hands, we never had sex. So yeah. all we did was a wedding, a fake wedding mm-hmm. scene for a TV show. So that all there was, and I'm like, you cannot possibly compare this to the two stories.
Yeah. And by the time you and Daniel were even hanging out, like, you and Dion weren't living in the same flat.
We weren't, yeah, exactly.
Like, it was never going well before Daniel came onto the scene.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like that ruined things.
Yeah. Yeah, but I definitely never felt committed to Dion, because, like, I was clear from the get-go, like, oh, sorry, we matched together and I don't like you, you don't like me, so.
Could have been great mates, but, like, that's at most.
Right.
At most.
Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, and, like, I just remember that commitment ceremony when you walked in with Daniel and I was like, this is a bit hectic, but like I was annoyed for Dion, because obviously, like, that's a bit like it, like, you'd be like embarrassed about it if you were him, but also
were you guys tight at that time, you guys?
I feel like she was like one of my friends on the show for
to
sure
to some degree, because it's not like we we can only really interact with each other when there's cameras around. So it's not like we had room to, like, call each other or message each other or, like, go out.
It was, like, particularly bad with our season as well because of the COVID lockdown. So, seasons can, like, go out in public and, like, meet up there and, like, go to the pub together and stuff and, like, sneak around. We literally couldn't leave our rooms without a chaperone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we had no contact other than, like, filming scenes. But in saying that, like, that was a connection there. Like, straight away when I met you, I was like, this is my girl. Like,
that's how the whole, like, she who must not be named, her and my feud started, was because I was sticking up for Carolina.
I know.
You weren't even there to see it. You'd stormed out. No. It was like Cody spoke up to her, then Jackson spoke up to her, and then I spoke up to her. And it was like, of course, it only showed me doing it. It was like, otherwise, God forbid, more people than just me think that she's in the wrong.
But oh, yeah, no, you were the only evil one on the show, apparently.
but it was just like, I don't know. I think there was like a comment or something, like, learn English then, and it's like, nah, not cool.
Yeah. Wow. Nah, she was picking on me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we weren't gonna fuck with that.
Well,
no.
Let's leave freaking.
Yeah, let's get move
the
on.
Rubbish.
I know. I'll go down the rabbit hole.
We don't talk about
get
rubbish.
Sidetracked. Okay. Yeah. How did you catch your guy cheating?
Oh, God.
Tell us the story.
There's so many layers to the story, but I'm gonna try to make it short and.
Oh, money. Please don't. Tell us everything.
So we were dating for 3 years. We lived together. This boy. So a few things were going, like, we're off, right?
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. So we were together for 3 years. We're living together. We, like, you know, just a real relationship. And a few things were off for a few months. And I was just, like, going through his phone. So before I say that, most people, when they're cheating, they're very secretive with their phones. Mm-hmm. So they usually have their phone upside down when they're, like, what's on the table. If they go toilet, if, like, they'll take shower, toilet, they would take their phones with them and things like that. None of that was happening, right?
Yeah.
But I knew of, like, a few things were off, and I'm like, okay, I need to go through his phone. So his phone was always there. He would go have a whole hour shower and his phone would be there. So I would go through his messages, Facebook, whatever. Like, there was nothing. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm crazy. Like, you know. So I went through his phone a few times, never found anything. So, and then literally that went on for like about 6 months, me feeling like my gut was telling me something was wrong. And then this one day, I decided I was going through his phone, and instead of going through the messages, I decided to check his bank account, and then found a charge there. And I'm like, what is this? So I Googled it and found out that he had been going to a particular brothel for the whole entire relationship.
Oh my God. And how often as well?
Like every other week he would be there. Oh my God. And sometimes for an hour, sometimes for like 10 hours. You could see the charges, like you know, every hour they would charge the same charge again and again and again.
Yeah.
Because he was extending, I guess.
He's like, one more. Oh my God.
It was so insane. So, so I saw this charge. So on the bank app, so you can search that like a particular word. So it came up, like the charges came up to, I think it was showing me up to 4 years. So we were together for 3. So he had been going there before he met me, towards the beginning of our relationship when we couldn't get enough of each other, you know, in your honeymoon stage and stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just at the end when things were like weird, like I could feel that things were off. It was the whole entire relationship.
And you never suspected it in like the early days, like
never. Oh my God. Never. Because he worked, I guess I can say this, but he worked in real estate. Mm-hmm. So he would be, it was most of these charges, most of these times would be during the day. Like he would go lunchtime and sometimes he would go for an hour or two. But sometimes, like I said, he would be there all the way until 8 p.m., like, you know, from midday. Wow. So he was at work for me.
Yeah.
You know, and for like, I guess because he's a real estate, so he would be often out of the office, like, you know, showing houses and stuff, like open houses for open houses and stuff. So there was no way for me to know.
Yeah.
So I obviously confronted him, had no way to deny at that point, because how do you deny that? Like, it was, you know,
the evidence is there.
It's right there. So he, so then I was like, I don't know, I was in such a bad shape. I felt like I needed closure. I needed to see with my own eyes. So that's when I decided to go, you know, have a look with my own eyes, go to the brothel.
And how did you get into the brothel, babe?
So this is, I'm laughing about this, but I swear to you, I literally cried for a week. I think I didn't shower for 3 days. Or eat. I remember one of my friends came in with a sushi box. Like, you got to eat. And I'm like, I'm like on the floor crying, wearing the same clothes, without brushing my hair, no shower for 3 days.
It was like an insane level of deceit for someone that you trust enough to like live with and like have been with for so long. Like, to not know that whole other part of their life is like insane.
I think like I've done so much work to like, you know, to understand this whole thing. Like, I've healed so much that I almost detached from what happened. And I feel like I tell this story as if it happened to someone I know, not to me.
Yeah.
I literally laugh about the story because it's so insane. And it's crazy. But anyway, so going to the fun part. So I was really in a really bad shape for a week, and then I start like kind of, you know, slowly feeling like myself again. But then I had all these questions and I'm like, I need to go. Like, I needed, like, why this brothel and stuff? So I like, there I go to the brothel.
Applied for a job.
So I So I'm sitting outside the brothel for about an hour thinking like, what do I do? Like, you know, no one, I wanted to see them coming in and out. No one was coming in or out. It was in the morning. It was like 10 a.m. And I'm like, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to knock on the door. So I knock on the door. So this lady opens like a bit of the door, not even the whole door. And she looks at me up and down. It's like, And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm looking for a job. And then she goes, the madam, and the, or whatever, what do you call her? Like,
I think it's a madam, right? Is it? Or like,
I wouldn't know.
I think it's a madam.
Kira?
Okay, let's call her madam.
Yeah. Like the, yeah.
Miss Madam.
The boss. The brothel boss. So she looks at Mia up and down, and I'm like, I'm looking for a job. And then she goes, this is a mature ladies brothel. And I think I was 31 at the time. I'm trying to remember. So I'm like, I'm 31. She's like, the youngest here is like, you know, between like in the mid-30s. I don't know if I have like customers for you. And I'm thinking like, fuck, I'm not good enough for this shithole. So she's like, but anyway, like maybe you can come tomorrow for a trial. And I'm like, okay, sure. So, and then she's like, okay, come back. And then she was really mean. She's like, come back like at 9 a.m. Clients don't start coming in until like 12, until lunchtime. But I need all of you girls here at 9 a.m. because I never know who's going to party all night and not show up. And then I'm thinking like, okay, I'll be back at 9. It's like, you can get ready here at the back. Like, I don't care what you do, or take a nap or whatever, but I need everybody here at 9 a.m. I'm like, okay, sure. So I go home. So I call my friends, and my friend's, okay, you've seen enough. You don't need to go back there. I'm like, no, I haven't seen enough. I haven't seen anything. Like, no. I need to go back. So at that point, my friends were like, what's wrong with you? Like, why? So anyway, so next day, there I go, get ready for my first trial day.
What was the look you chose for the day?
I was wearing a crop top, nice, and a denim skirt and flip-flops, I think. Yeah.
Cute.
I was meant to just like go at 9 a.m. and do nothing for 3 hours anyway. Not that I was ever going to work, but
yeah.
This was a good thing as well. I knew I had a long, like I had a good 3 hours gap there to suss out. So I knew they're not going to like, you know. So anyway, so I'm like, oh my God, this is actually great because I get to go inside, see them, see everything, try to suss it out. And I know there will be no clients. Because imagine if I get there, she tells me to go in the middle of the day, and then I get there 5 minutes in. She's like, oh, I've got a client. What was I going to do? Like, yeah. Run? Like, oh, you know. So, yeah, so there I go, 9 a.m. So I get there, and I was like, oh, hey. So she takes me to the back, and there was all these ladies there. I'm not joking. They were like grannies. Like
they were definitely mature age.
Yeah, very mature.
She wasn't joking when she said it was a mature ladies' brothel. Like they were
crazy.
I can't even explain to you, like, it was insane. Oh, and mind you, this brothel is in, like, if you're from Sydney, you would know. If you know, like, this is a,
yeah, far from the eastern suburbs.
Yeah, it's a different world.
So, yeah, so the ladies were, like, junky-looking ladies. They were, like, disgusting. The whole place is stank.
Not to generalize people from, if you're listening, we love you. It's just very, very different from Carolina. And so, like, she's there to compare what her boyfriend was cheating on her with, and it's like a very stark difference.
Yeah. Did that almost make and like, would that make you feel worse or better? Because it's like so far from you, but also then it's like, well, if that's what you're into, like, what are we doing together? Like,
some sick fetish. I don't know. He's sicko.
Yeah, sick. Okay.
I need a drink first.
Carolina's just taking a quick shot.
So I guess you wanted to like suss out who he was seeing, right?
Because I had already confronted him, and he had told me there wasn't a particular person he would. Excuse me. Sorry. I have to take Lola, otherwise she's going to keep on barking.
She's a good girl.
Sit down.
She just wants her mommy.
Yeah. I know. So ask me that one again.
Oh, yeah. So did you want to like suss out if he was seeing who he was seeing like regularly or
I confronted him and he had told me that he didn't have a particular person. He would just see whoever was available.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Which is probably
all of them. Yeah.
Which is probably worse, because if he was a particular person, maybe he would have picked, like, I don't know, the hottest one. I would, or but probably not actually, considering his taste in you know,
brothels.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many brothels around, or some of them, like, for high class escorts, like, hot ones and stuff. Like, I do, like, what's crazy is the particular one that he picked.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, a mature ladies' brothel in Punchbowl, full of junky, granny prostitutes. Like, it was insane. But, you know,
very niche.
I know. The boy's got a tie. So I mean, for sex, I guess. Well, in saying that, I was not having sex with him for the last year.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he didn't want to have sex with me.
Because he was getting it at the brothel.
Well, no, because he was getting it the whole entire relationship, really.
Oh, yeah, so true.
So, yeah, so I don't know what's worse. So at the beginning, he would have sex with me. And then, no, actually have sex with them because it would be during the day. And yeah, then come home and have sex with me. How freaking gross.
Did he shower? Like,
I think so, yeah, most
talk about,
times.
Talk about.
He'd come home and shower. But
no. Talk about the rooms.
Oh, the they bottle. Stank. They were so gross. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Nobody's going to go to, okay. Nobody's going to go to, if there's any men listening, they're probably never going to go to this brothel. I'm going to lose them customers because
it's okay. We're not going to name it.
It might be several. Also, I don't think that many men listen to this.
It is a mature ladies' brothel in I don't think it's that hard to find. But anyway, so the lady in the brothel was like, I'm going to show you around, you know, to show you a job.
So give you the rundown of the place, babes.
Exactly. It's your first day. Come over. I'm like, I'm going to show you around. So she's showing me the rooms. And so the rooms, they stank, first of all. They were so disgusting. And so they don't change the sheets to start with. Like, they don't. Okay, how crazy, right?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, so if there's 10 men there in one day, they use the same
sheets.
Beddings, the same sheets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
ew.
How freaking gross.
No wonder it stunk.
Even, yeah, like, you've told me about the towels and stuff.
And the towels. So every room has, like, a shower thing. Because the customers come in, so you kind of have to tell them, like, go shower. The customers come in. Are they called customers?
Clients? Yeah. Customers. Clients. Same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Clients. Patrons. Any of the above. Perverts. I love you.
So they would come in, the pervs would come in, and then you would have to tell them to have a shower. And in the shower, which is like, I think they pay for an hour, so it's even better for the ladies, because if they take 5-10 minutes, like, it takes off your 1 hour. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so she would tell, so they all had to have a shower. And then the lady was telling me, like, once, here are the towels. As soon as he comes in, give him a towel, tell him to shower. And when he comes out of the shower, when you finish with the customers, you take the same towel that he used and dry the floor so the next one thinks it's been clean. And
oh,
I'm like,
oh, my God. Disgusting.
So gross. So gross.
It makes my skin crawl, like, just thinking about it. I'm like, ew.
Like, it's not even hygienic.
Yeah.
No. That's where it's yucky.
Well, this is why, like, I feel like the most, like, well, obviously, like, cheating is disgusting, full stop, but, like, I feel like the part of it for me is, like, the hygiene of, like, shagging someone and then coming and shagging you, and, like, I just think, like, that's icky.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
No. And so while this lady is, like, showing me around and showing me how to, like, what to do, tell them to shower, the towels were this and that, she was also, like, kind of having, like, small talk with me. So it's like, oh, you know, why do you want to work here? And then I'm like, oh, I'm just making shit up at that point, right? So I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, you know, I've been working at this other place in the city, but kind of, like, want to get out of the city a bit. And then she was like, oh, okay, because I think when she first asked me if I had experience at the door, like, the first time I came over, I said yes. So she was like, so I had to follow up with that story. She was like, I've been working in the city. And then she goes, like, oh, you worked in the city. What brothel did you work at in the city? And I was not even smart enough to freaking Google the name of a brothel.
Wait, I feel like it was the one thing you hadn't prepared, though. Like, you were nailing it so far.
Also, imagine the anxiety that, like, I was, you know. So, anyway, so I'm like, so there was a long pause. And then I go, oh, I would rather not say, it's private. So I'm like, I would rather not say. I think she could tell something was like,
but
I think she probably thought I didn't have experience, was my first job. I think that's, she'll never guess, like, she's right here, because who does that really? Like, if you find out that your man cheated on you, like, you kind of cry and let it go.
No one would think that that would be
well, it's like that. If anyone has ever done anything crazy like that, please. Like,
let Carolina know.
Let me not know. Alone. Message Living Loose Pod and tell your crazy story, because I don't think it's that crazy.
Oh, I've done some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, this has never happened to me, but I can fully understand why you did it, because I feel like you need that closure of being like, I need to, like, see, like, to make it real almost, to put, like, two and two together and be like, okay, this is where he was when I thought he was at work. This is what was happening. Mm-hmm. This is who he was sleeping with, like, yeah, I get it.
Okay, so can I just ask, how did you get out of there?
Oh, so I said to them, like, oh, hey, I park, because so this part in Punchbowl, that it's only 2 hours parking, mm-hmm, all around. So I just said to them, like, oh, hey, I need to move my car before the clients come in, because, you know, my car, it's only 2 hours. I don't want to, like, have to leave and move my car in the middle of, like, a client. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, four streets down, there's, like, free parking. And I'm like, oh, cool. So as I'm leaving, she's like, I'm taking my bag. And she's like, leave your bag. And I'm like, I was never going to go back there. And I'm like, oh, no. So it's my first time here. Like, I'm just going to take my bag with me as if I didn't trust them, kind of thing.
Yeah. Because
I was like, just leave your bag. Aren't you just going to your car? And I'm like, yeah.
But you did leave your shoes.
I was going to say.
I did. I had to leave my shoes behind.
I'm just imagining Carolina fleeing out of this brothel with her handbag barefoot, just like, get me the fuck out of here.
She lost the pair of shoes.
I actually wanted to stay a bit longer, but I was too scared. I wanted to, I don't know, I want to ask more questions. I had to, like, I don't know, I just wanted to stay there all day and just see exactly what they were doing, if he was going to come in.
Yeah. Like, see the customers that were coming in and be like, yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You knew if you stayed any longer, you would have had to work.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I think I'd stay there for about an hour.
An hour was enough.
Yeah,
it was enough.
Oh my
Especially because they were asking questions, like, a lot of the questions that I'm like, oh my God, this is like, I'm going to get myself in trouble. They're going to notice that something is wrong at some point.
So may I ask, what was the fallout? So you got home from this experience. Did you obviously, like, spoke to him again about, like, what it was?
Was he still living there at that point as well? Or?
No. So he had moved back with his parents at that point.
Okay.
But he did, like, for about a week, I guess, like, he did try to get back with me, and I was like, there's no way, you're, like, sick in the head. And he was like, I'm going to get treatment and stuff. And I'm like, you,
it's already fucked.
No, motherfucker, yeah. You're a granny fucker. You're freaking granny fucker. What did I do? I may or may not have made a group chat, added his mom, his dad, his brother, and sent all the receipts to them. Not like they needed to know. I couldn't be the only one, you know, having to,
like, get your son help. This is what he's been doing.
Wait, exactly. But, like, the funniest part, though, was, like, what did you do when they were trying to leave the group chat?
Yeah,
she added them back in, like, no, come back here and witness this.
So I found photos of the ladies that worked there and the website, and I'm not joking, guys, like, they were, like, a grannies. Like, one of them was, like, 60, probably 65. It's not just the age. You can see that there were ladies that partied and partied their whole life.
you know, and so they were actually did look rough. Like,
yeah, they weren't in great shape.
Yeah, so yeah. They're not like old ladies, but that looked after themselves. So we're like in really bad shape. So I sent to the group chat with his parent and his brother the photos of the lady, the website, the charges, the screenshots from the bank, his bank account that I took, like everything. And I would just send it to the group chat. And so I think it would maybe get too much for them. I don't know. So sometimes his dad would leave the group chat. And then I would just add him back in. Like, no. You're coming back.
Look at what your son did. Iconic.
Yeah, absolutely iconic.
Like, I was dying the first time I heard this story. I was like, this is incredible.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, like, awful, but now it's funny.
Yeah. I think it's funny. But again, like, I feel like I detached from the story. Yeah. So it's almost like if I'm telling a story that happened to my crazy friend, like,
well, because it sounds like a film, like, yeah. I'm like, how is this real?
Yeah, but I mean, like, in saying that, like, a lot of women that have been cheated on, they do want to know who the other woman was. They stalk them on social media. Some I've heard stories that they follow them or like just park outside of their house and wait for them to come in and out to see them, or even like approach them and try to have a conversation and stuff and say, hey, you've been fucking my husband or my boyfriend or whatever.
Wouldn't want to see that. I wouldn't want to like know. Even, yeah, I don't know.
I would not know.
I mean, sometimes like I'll like stalk an ex's Instagram, even if I don't care about them anymore, just to like see if they've moved on or not. But it still like stings if they have. So I don't really want to know. Like,
I had a boyfriend who he lived on like a main road back up on the Central Coast, and we'd broken up, and I was heartbroken. And I was driving past his house to get to my best friend's place. So like he was on the way and he lived on a main road. So it was kind of like unavoidable.
Yeah.
And I drove past and just like looked up at his balcony, and he was on his balcony shagging another girl. I know. I was like,
you had to see that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Was this in like broad daylight?
No. Okay. It was like twilight.
But you could see.
I could see like her bent over like the outdoor settee.
Yeah.
And like him behind her like doing a doggy. I was like,
oh no,
oh my God.
Sobbed the rest of the way to my bestie's house.
I don't know. Okay. In the balcony, I would have got rocks in through.
Thank God. I like just like, because it was like I was almost all the way past it, and I just like happened, I was like, I made a point to myself like not to ever look, and I just like happened to like flick up with my eyes, and it was just there, and I was like,
oh, the one time you looked.
The one time I looked. So I was like, God. Fuck me. That's why you don't look, Olivia. Anyway, so I went like, for after that, I would go the long way to my bestie's house, which was like, instead of half an hour drive, it was like nearly an hour. So I was like, I'm not driving past that anymore.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Because you would just like instinctively want to look up, and then,
yeah. Well, that's what that was. Because I used to like, whenever I'd go to my friend's house, I'd literally just like white knuckle the steering wheel and just like eyes on the road. And then, yeah, I learned my lesson. The one time I looked, I was punished for it.
Oh, that would is, yeah, I didn't. Oh.
Anyway, that was funny.
Well.
But yeah, okay, so you never heard or spoke to Cheetah Boy again?
Nah, I don't think I would ever. I think he probably hates me for sending all, like, who he really is to his whole family. I think I even emailed his work at the time.
Really?
I can't remember for real, but I think I did, yeah.
Just to be like, this is what he's doing when he says he's at work.
This is what he does on company time.
Yeah, I was so angry at the time. Like, I was so angry. I went through all the phases. Like, obviously, at first I was destroyed, crying, not eating, not showering. And then I was angry. Like, I just had so much anger. So I'm like, I'm destroying your life. I'm going to tell everyone.
Yeah.
What stages of grief, isn't it?
I should just tell his name here. So
this your man? Yeah.
Go to his bank account if you think something is off.
Oh, my God. It's like, that's wild, though, that's how you found, like, that he was cheating.
I know.
How long did it take you to, like, want a date after that? Because I feel like I would just be so burned.
When I went on maths.
The next time you dated?
Yeah, so when I found this out, to add to the story, so I found this out at the beginning of COVID, which was the worst time because, I had to go through the pain basically alone because my friends couldn't come visit. I couldn't just buy a ticket and go like overseas somewhere or whatever, like I had to literally deal with my thing at home alone.
Oh my gosh.
It was, yeah, so it was through COVID, and then I applied for maths and then I was on maths just over a year later.
Fuck. Oh my God.
And there I am thinking I'm gonna meet the love of my life, and
yeah, I feel like you deserve to long. After that. What are you talking about? You both like designer.
Yeah, I know. We have so much in common. Yeah, so much in common.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Jesus. I didn't know it was just before COVID. That's so rough.
That's even worse that they were so unhygienic.
Yeah. But like if it was just before, like what if like you hadn't have found out then and you were literally like still locked down with him over COVID?
Oh, he would have struggled because how would he still have been sneaking out?
Yeah.
Oh, he would, I'm sure. I think he was an addiction at that point because he was going there every second week. And a lot of the times I could see like he was in debts and stuff, but then, you know, the brothel had to be paid for. Like,
yeah, he still was going.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Okay, so that's hectic.
Moving on.
Moving on. Ghost stories this week. Do we have any?
So we need to talk about, okay, I really always wanted to say this. I'm always listening to the pod. And what's going on with Mr. One Survive?
Oh my God. Okay, so I haven't seen him since I tripped and fell with my vagina on his face the other weekend. Was that last weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I haven't seen him since. We have like texted a little bit.
Oh no.
I know. And like we were going to go for like a walk, but like I had stuff on. I had to like reschedule. And then he asked to like cook me dinner, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm in like a bit of a freak out moment because I just don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it where it's like you want to hang out with him as a friend, but it's also a bit tricky to like set those boundaries up.
Yeah, and look, I know I'm to blame because like if I'd wanted to just be friends with him, I shouldn't have let him go down on me for like 2 hours. But I was drunk, and when I'm drunk I just like I think, well, this will be funny, and then the next day it's not so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah,
a bit icky.
Oh
but yeah.
I have a ghost story.
You have a ghost story?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yay.
You guys were there for it. The Irishman. So we had our night of passion last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And typical of the Irishman, he went completely lifeless all of next week.
Yeah.
All of last week.
Did you try to message him though?
I did actually. I forgot that I did. Oh. I sent him a text saying, welfare check, you alive, on like Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Did he open it? Was it?
Same? I don't know.
What medium was the message?
Text.
Okay. Text. So you can't tell.
Can't tell. But yeah, no. And then you two and I were having lunch at Coogee Bay Hotel on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I'm sitting at the end of the table and I look up and...
Well, I just felt like a massive dig in my arm and I thought like Liv was just being clumsy again. So I just like continued with my business. And then I like looked up to her like waving and I was like, oh shit, that was an intentional dig.
I know. I was like, try and ghost me, motherfucker. You're going to run into me anyway. I was here first though, so I wasn't stalking. But yeah, so yeah.
Well, he did come say hi.
He did come say hi, which was nice.
He came and chatted. Yeah, that was nice. Chatted
and waved goodbye, all that sort of stuff. So... A friendly ghost, but a ghost nonetheless, because have not heard from him since we shagged.
Well, you weren't expecting to hear from him anyway.
I was I wasn't. Say, you didn't hear from him for 3 months the last time. He was still nice when he saw you again. He's true. He's just that guy, isn't he?
I feel like he just bops around in his own little world.
Yeah.
But yeah, but anyway, still ghost. Unintentionally ghosting me, I'm very sure, but obviously not interested enough to text me. So kind of ghosting by proxy.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm being ghosted by the guy from last night so far.
It literally hasn't been 24 hours.
13 hours now. Come on.
Look, I just think like a simple thank you is nice.
What I was going to say, thanks for the blowjob.
Thank you for letting me enter your pussy. Thank you for
sucking my dick so well.
Yeah. I think I deserve that. No?
Thank you for risking strep throat again to suck my pain.
Yeah.
Thanks for bouncing you my dick for an hour. Like, what is he going to say? You know what I mean?
Was it even an hour, though? I didn't finish one episode of my show before you were in my room, like, at the foot of my bed.
Oh, my God. Was it a quickie?
I don't know if it wasn't like a quickie, but it was like it was.
You guys, it was long enough, kind of thing.
It was long enough. Quickie. Like it was. Look. I don't believe in sex finishing before I'm taken care of. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm saying. So my needs were met.
Okay.
However, it was a little bit of a wham bam. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. And then he was out the door.
Yeah.
And he was.
He didn't stay for cuddles.
No, but he was really sweaty. I didn't want cuddles.
Fair. Oh, I need to listen out of cuddles. You can't just leave. Otherwise, I would be like, hey, sir, your money is like, do you know what I mean?
Well, he's also like really big though. And like, you've seen my bed. It's like pretty fragile and like small and...
Not as fragile as mine.
Well, yours is just fucking destroyed. Like, that's a different story.
What if he didn't want to stay and cuddle? Would you... have let him would be okay with that?
I would have, but I also think that if that had happened I might like him or something.
I think you already do. Yeah.
No, like I like him, but like I like him in that I enjoyed having sex with him.
Well, do you not like anyone overseas? It sucks because I'm in that right now.
Well, this is the thing, I'm like, I don't need to be like boyfriend experiencing this dude that I just had sex with, like let it just be the sex and then we're done.
But yeah, also, you needed some cuddles after. It's part of the experience.
It is
part of the experience to me. What do you mean?
Because as far as boyfriend experience in this guy, he did kiss you on the forehead.
Oh my God, that was another thing. He kissed
during sex.
No! And it actually, like, it made me laugh. Like, I started laughing to myself because I was just like, this man has literally read the handbook on how to be a fuckboy. Like,
I don't think it's been a fuckboy.
Yeah, it is, because it's cringe. The fuckboys are now, like, onto the forehead kisses. It's like a universally known thing now, so that's how they trick you. So the fact that he did that made, like, it was quite funny to me. I did laugh quite a bit during this sex.
Why did you laugh?
I just find things funny sometimes.
Laughing sex is the best sex, though.
But like, look, so he had like good banter and stuff as well. Like, we had a laugh like together.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know, just some of the, like, you know, like the clunkiness of sex sometimes. I don't know. I just thought it was like a bit funny. And like some of the stuff he said, I thought was a bit funny.
During sex, he was talking.
He wasn't telling me jokes, he was like dirty talking. But like he would like sometimes like do it like in a little whisper and I'd be like, what? Because like my hearing's not the best. It was just a bit like funny. But like he also was like so like strong because like I'm a big gal. I'm dense, as they say. And he was just like, every position was just like, picking me up and like throw me down. I was like, fuck yeah.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's why
I like a big guy.
This is why I think I need a big guy. Yeah.
I love forehead. I got forehead kissed this morning. Neck kisses.
But okay, it's different when you get a forehead kiss on a coffee walk. That's romantic.
Yeah.
But you're having a forehead kiss during sex from a guy that you're having basically a one night stand with. It's kind of cringe.
It's like a 1 hour stand.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't stand for that. I'd be like, get off me, otherwise I'll catch feelings. You can't forehead kiss and enter me.
Would you not think it was funny though? Am I the only one that would find it funny?
No, it would like my soul would leave my body because I'm too like, that's too romantic for me. I'd be like, you either have to like get out or fuck off because you can't forehead kiss while during sex for me. Otherwise I'll fall in love and want to marry you.
I mean, like basically fall in love even without the forehead. Like as soon as we have sex, that's it. I'm in love.
Yeah. I catch feels, man.
If I don't catch feels like after sex, you gotta be really shit at sex. Like you gotta be really bad at it.
To be like, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I can't do no.
For me, I think it just felt like a little, it felt like a little inauthentic and a bit try hard. So I thought that was funny.
Should have given one back.
Like,
If you do me, I'm gonna do you. Come here.
Come here, you.
Oh my goodness, girls. All right, have you got a ghost story for us?
Do I have a ghost story?
It's okay if you don't.
I don't know. I don't know if this counts. I'll tell her anyway and can cut it out. It's not fun. So I don't know if this one counts because it's a ghost story. But then what is it, the name that you guys gave when you
– Zombie?
Zombie.
Yeah. So they came back from the dead.
So it was actually the last guy that I had sex with, my American boy, that I'm still so hooked on him.
Oh, yeah, the slightly racist dude.
Not slightly.
So,
but tall. Okay, tall.
We'll but tall.
Tall American.
Tall. Yeah, 6'4", gorgeous American boy. So I was in America with my family. Went on a date with this guy. The date was amazing. So he was my last failed love story. So we had sex and stuff. It was amazing. We spent a few days together, whatever. I came back and I'm like, fuck, I'm like catching feels for this guy, like hard. And what am I going to do? He's in freaking America. It's not a 3 hours flight like in New Zealand. It is freaking, I don't even know.
Florida.
It was expensive as well. That's an expensive ass flight.
Yeah, so it's not easy to go see him. So anyway, so I was like, fuck, I'm catching feels. I need to ghost this guy. So I stopped replying and he was so cute sending me messages like, you ghosting me? ? Or like, oh, I miss you? Or like, whatever. And then I decided to zombie him.
You came back from the dead.
I did. I was like, oh, fuck, okay, whatever. You made me actually. Because you're like, okay, he's cute, you into him, just like, just message him and tell him instead of ghosting him. Just tell him you have feels.
I forgot about the racist stuff though.
Yeah.
I always forget about that. I'm always like, I fall into being the like, oh yeah, American guy. And then
love
I'm like,
a girl.
Oh wait, yeah. Wait, so is this like was this zombie after you'd ghosted and he'd asked for your PayPal?
No, he's always asked for my PayPal because while I was in America, he was so sweet. Like he's everything I want in a guy. Like, should I just kidnap him and whatever? So anyway, so he was so sweet. While I was in America, he would just order me coffee and send it to like where I was staying at, the Airbnb I was staying at with my family. So that he would send me a coffee, like would send me doing cute stuff like that. I stayed at his house for 2 days and he would have gone to work and then send me a coffee, like Uber Eats and stuff. So because he couldn't do here to me, so he'd be like, he asked for my PayPal a few times. I think that was the intention, just to send me like, oh, hey, go get yourself a coffee since I can't get you one kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that was the intention. I'm not sure because I never really gave him my PayPal.
I know. I was like, just fucking give him your PayPal. Like, worst case scenario, you got some money.
I know. But like, imagine if that was the intention. He wanted to be like, oh, hey, like, go get yourself a coffee. And I'm like, I'm sending nudes to this boy because, you know, like we had sex. So, like, so I'm sending nudes to him. And he was like, oh, here's $20. Go get you a coffee. And I'm like, okay, I'm so confused.
You'd be like, I could make so much more money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I can make it from one person. I may as well get for thousands. So I was like, I didn't send him my PayPal. But okay, going back to the story, what was I going to say?
You zombied.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you zombied. My bad. I got you off track there.
Oh, yeah. So I zombied him because you made me. And then he is... No, I don't think he appreciated being zombied. He should have, but hasn't been like communicating. And for someone who was so sad that I was ghosting him, asking me like, why are you ghosting me? Or I miss you and stuff.
Yeah.
Hasn't really tried.
Hasn't taken the bait.
No.
Is he a little butthurt now then?
Oh, do you think that is what it is? Maybe I should make more effort.
Maybe I should try harder.
I didn't think of that, but yeah,
I don't know though, because he also like keeps like love bombing you, which is a bit
true. He sends me very intense messages. He would say like, I love you, I miss you, but then doesn't even ask about my week or my day. Has no idea what I've been up to for the whole month.
He's probably scared to ask.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want to know that you're like
back out dating.
Yeah,
well, I'm not. He's the last guy I've like had sex with, the last guy like I've had feelings for.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
I tried to go on a date.
Hey, you kissed the guy that made you potatoes.
Yeah. It was barely a kiss. It was one of those.
Like he just stuck his tongue straight in?
No, I was, you know, when you're trying to get out of the kiss. And you're like,
You're like,
oh my God, cringe.
Yeah, I probably think I'm a bad kisser, but actually.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah, let them think you're a bad kisser.
No, it's not a good thing because I already messaged me this morning and last night.
He's like, she's a bad kisser, but I can make her work for it. I can fix her.
I think he can tell that I'm not into him. And guys, for some reason, like it's a challenge.
It's the chase.
Yeah,
the chase.
Like that date, you went on a date this week with a guy that you're just totally not into. But I was like, you have to go because he's like nice and tall. And like, I think he's super hot.
Yeah, I've been two dates this week, right?
But you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. But then like, I don't know, you've just been like so...
This is my rock star. I sound so much longer than you guys. I'm getting like, just throw me in the deep end like that. because I'm trying to get over my American man, because I've been trying to to get over my American boy this week, I'm like, fuck this. I need to get myself out there and go on dates. So I went on two dates in 1 week.
I was very proud of you. I was like,
it's a good effort.
Yeah. Very good effort.
Yeah.
But you weren't really asked about either of them.
No, it only made me miss the American boy more.
Yeah. But this is the thing. I feel like you can be such a bitch to these guys because you just like don't care and you're like, whatever, I'm just going to like say whatever I want. And they fucking eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they love it. They're like obsessed with you after.
They're absolute masochists.
Yeah. We need to take that energy into the guys we actually like.
I think, yeah. True.
Yeah.
Or just like if you ever need to boost your ego, you just need to go out with guys that you actually do not like.
Yeah.
It is a hustle, but afterwards you feel so good because you're like, oh, I do not want you.
I'm amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God, these poor boys. Oh God. All right, girls. Well, thank you so much, Carolina, for joining
us. Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Thank you for taking our virginity today.
In terms of guests. I feel like you will be a returning character.
Oh yeah, yes, sure.
Anytime. I love this.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so now you have to go out and gather content.
Yes.
Bring the tea. Bring that piping hot tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please download Living Loose Podcast. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
And Spotify. And leave us nice comments and stuff. We love it.
We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.